All right, it is 10 a.m. on February 22nd, 2022. We're here in 61 South Main Suite 306 to hold our regularly scheduled commission meeting. I've asked Kent Anderson to open us with the pledge. Kent. Heavens, you know how much I got a lot of crap this morning on my hair again in the state legislature. They're a little bit envious.
Be strong.
I will be strong.
You said it.
All right, we'll move on to presentation informational items. We have a notice of certification of Samuel G. Raymond Inc. annexation petition, and I believe that is a just a notice of record that a certification for Samuel for the annexation petition to Fruit Heights City. And then we'll move on to our second item, to Curtis Koch, applicant tracking system RFP register.
Thank you, commissioners. We have, I apologize, I'm just grabbing my paperwork, but I'm not seeing the register here.
For the number two item?
Yes.
Looks like we're
number two item,
this table.
Item. Excuse me. That item is, it closes on March 24th. So it's not complete as of today. We were given asked that this can be tabled.
Okay.
So I move we table item number two.
Second. All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And that's just the applicant tracking system RFP register.
Okay. And we'll move on to public comments. If there's anybody from the public would like to come forward, ask you this, do within a 2 minute, well, 3 minutes if there is anybody. Seeing none, we'll move on to our business and action items as we have several. We'll move on now to Animal Care Director Ashley Young.
Thanks for having me today, Commission. So we have five amendments to interlocal cooperative agreements with animal services. The first on the agenda is for Woods Cross City. It's receivable in the amount of $47,085.74. This did begin on January 1 and goes through the end of year, December 31st, 2022. The next city for the interlocal cooperation agreement is Clearfield City, receivable in the amount of $182,493.79, beginning January 1, going through December 31st, 2022. Third on the list is that interlocal agreement with West Point City, receivable in the amount of $52,788.67, beginning January 1 and going through December 31st, 2022. North Salt Lake is the next on the list for the interlocal cooperation agreement, receivable in the amount of $69,020.09, beginning January 1 and going through December 31st, 2022. Final one on the list is for West Bountiful City, beginning January 1, going through 12/31/2022, receivable in the amount of $15,061.59.
I'll make a motion we approve items 1 through 5 as presented to us by Ashley Young, our Director of Animal Care.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And Ashley, I'm going to the same city council tonight.
I heard that. That'll be exciting.
That will be good.
You guys will have fun together.
Yes.
And what city council is that?
South Weber.
Very good.
I'm excited to have more chance to sit by Ashley.
All right, and I will move approval of the request to cancel the Davis County Commission meeting March 1st, 2022.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
All right, moving on to Community and Economic Development, Kent Anderson.
Morning, Commission. You have 9 items for you today. First is the approval of a sponsorship agreement with the Utah Air Show Foundation for the 2022 Utah Air Show. It's exciting to actually have this coming back since they canceled it the first time. So as a reminder, it's June 25th and 26th, so a Saturday and a Sunday. This is terms payable in the amount of $25,000 beginning 2/22/2022 to 6/30/2022. And this will be sponsorship by Discover Davis. I'll have a 20 by 20 tent up there. And so it'll be the first significant presence that we've had up there from our tourism division. So we're excited about the opportunity to interact with the hundreds of thousands that come.
Yeah.
Item number 8, it's approval of a summary list of contracts, 6 of them with the Legacy Event Center. Terms receivable in the amount of $1,149.83, beginning 1-5-2022 to 2-12-2022. Item number 9 is an approval with a contract with USA Wrestling Utah for a national wrestling tournament. Terms receivable in the amount of $3,957.44, beginning 6-26-2022 to 6-28-2022. Item number 10 is approval of a summary list of 13 contracts with the Legacy Event Center. Terms receivable in the amount of $6,678.89, beginning 1-4-2022 to 8-7-2022. Item number 11 is an approval of the contract with USA Wrestling Utah for the Western States Wrestling Tournament. Terms receivable in the amount of $7,796.07, beginning 6-17-2022 to 6-25-2022. The next two items, 12 and 13, are a follow-up from our February 17th work session where we had Patrick Smalls from the Matrix Design Group come and present his 372-page compatible use plan for Hill Air Force Base. I won't belabor the item as we spent a good amount of time talking on Thursday, so follow-up are two resolutions. Item number 12 is an adoption of a resolution accepting the Hill Air Force Base compatible use plan in good faith and endorsing the implementation strategies as identified in the compatible use plan beginning 2-22-2022. Beginning 2-22-2022.
Yeah, this is a special day.
And Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I wish I would have had a grandbaby born today.
Until you have to repeat it at the microphone several times. Item number 13 is adoption of a resolution endorsing the formation of the Hill Air Force Base Compatible Use Plan Implementation and Coordination Committee. Terms beginning 2-22-2022. Today.
Do we want to just say, we had an awesome meeting that was a public meeting, but since they were not, we didn't have a crowd there to learn about it, in just a synopsis and what our good faith implementation looks to be for Davis County?
This has been a process going on over the last 2.5 years, initiated by Layton City to look at ways to continue to support the mission of Hill Air Force Base. We had chatted about the economic impact and what that means to not only our region from a financial standpoint, $4.5 billion economic impact in 2020, but what that means for national security. Certainly you can think about the instances going on around the world that F-35s from our base have been deployed to Germany. And so it's incredibly important to continue to make sure that we have a sustainable and an operating base, but also that we care about our community and that it surrounds the base. And so coming up with mechanisms from a land use perspective to make sure that we can all live in harmony with one another. So this compatible use plan worked with all of the entities that surround the base and the test and training range and the Little Desert Mountain facility to look at opportunities to make modifications to plans, some of the recommendations for Davis County to be looking at our general plans, putting noise contours, and then having further conversations about do we want to put in specific mechanisms in which, noise attenuation, et cetera, from requirements from a land use perspective. These resolutions don't bind us in any way to take action. They are just recommendations, but we are going to take those. We are going through our land use ordinance now. We're going to look for opportunities to include some of those. And then the other resolution is this implementation and coordination committee. You've designated the community and economic development director or his designee to be on that committee to continue to work with our neighboring communities to move some of these implementation recommendations forward.
Fantastic. It was really great. Thank you for that synopsis, Kent.
Item number 14 is an approval of a contract with the Utah Sports Car Club of America to use the Legacy Event Center parking lot for a timed driving course when it's not in use. Terms receivable in the amount of $5,562, beginning 3-13-2022 to 6-4-2022. Final item 15, approval of a contract with Premier Martial Arts for martial arts demonstration and graduation. Terms receivable in the amount of $2,432.20, beginning 3-28-2022 to 7-6-2022.
I'll make a motion that we approve items 7 through 15 as presented to us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, moving on to facilities. Director Lane Rose.
Mission, I got 3 agenda items today. Item number 16 is contract approval with Civil Solutions Group. This is for geotechnical services for our legacy campus redevelopment construction project. This is payable in the amount of $14,220, beginning 2/22/2022, ending 7/31/2022. Number 17 is also with Civil Solutions Group. This is for Alta Land Survey for the same construction, redevelopment construction project down at Legacy Center. This is payable in the amount of $7,500, beginning today, 2/22/2022, ending 7/31/2022. And the last item is a contract with JMCS. This is for the general contractor agreement for our Agricultural Heritage Center construction project. This is payable in the amount of $4,343,864.71. This begins 3/1 of 2022, ending 12/31 of 2023.
Great. Thank you, Lane. I move approval of items 16 through 18.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And then just a question. You've given us updates, and you always give us updates about these projects. Do we have a sense for when they may be able to get started with the Agricultural Heritage Center?
Yeah, now we have the contract.
Yeah.
Right now. We've been meeting a couple times to refine kind of the project scope and a little bit of the design. Now with the contract, they didn't feel comfortable ordering steel is a big component of this because there's about a 9-month lead time just from the time we put it in the queue. So getting this contract was critical. Now we have the contract signed. They'll get the steel. We'll get the building finalized and get the steel ordered ASAP.
Steel, yes.
Yeah, the steel, structural steel. Yeah. Hmm. So we don't think structural steel probably won't show up on site till September, October.
Wow.
But we'll get started with them grading out, doing... We hope to get the outdoor arena done.
That's prior. What I was kind of wondering, the order of things. And
possibly get the asphalt poured, get the parking lot done, get the curb and gutter in before this fall. That would be best case. And then start the building construction once the steel shows up.
Because, yeah, for sure the users are hoping to have at least an outdoor sooner than later, right? Yeah. And the way that it sits on the lot, that can work and not be... damaged.
It'll be tricky when we'll pull back the construction fence. Some of those details we still need to iron out because it was all hinging on this contract, depending on timing. So
you don't want big equipment rolling over new asphalt, right? You got to figure all that out.
And big thanks to our civil team. I work with Mike Kendall a lot on this. This is a new contract process, kind of formal or standardize our contract. We have a agreement with AIA now, American Institutes of Architects, and so it's more
great
recognized contract and forms, and this one was nice. They saw it, they looked at it for 2 days and turned around and signed it, so it wasn't a...
It's fantastic. That's a win for all, right? For the attorneys,
it'll be
too.
Good going forward, yeah. And hopefully streamline the process. So
fantastic. Thank you so much, Lane. We sometimes get asked about some of the detail when people have been anticipating something for a while, so helps to know kind of... Yeah, yep. Good job. Good. Thank you.
All right, moving on to golf courses. Director Dustin Volk.
Good morning, commissioners. I just want to say thanks for having me inside the top 20.
Yes, you made it.
The top 20. Depending upon how quick you are, you may move down.
And you're not competitive, are you?
Is authorization of a written notice of termination of a profit-sharing contract between Davis County and Derek Schmell. Real quick, the backstory, Derek Schmell was Zach's assistant. We hired him last March. Approaching 6 months probation, it came clear that expectations weren't met on both sides, and so Derek resigned in September. So with that resignation, his profit-sharing agreement was canceled. I apologize. I could have gotten this in here last March, but I wasn't really sure how this process would work. So Neil's office helped me get this here in front of you today. So
I'll make a motion that we approve item 19.
Thank Very you. Good. Have a great day.
And I will second it. Thank
All
you.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Health Director Brian Hatch. You've got plenty.
Brian, look at this. This isn't plenty for Brian. He could go much longer than
these few.
20 through 31. Yeah, let's go through them.
He can save much more detail about these than I when I fill in for you, but I always happily let you do all the many different polls that you have for this state and county.
All right. Well, the first one, number 20, is an MOU with Voyage Academy. This next couple are some pass-through funding that we received through the K through 12 contracts that we had for COVID. This is to purchase HEPA filters in each of the classrooms. And so we did the school district and all one big one, but now charter schools are applying in that. And so this first one is with Voyage Academy in the amount of $7,400. Beginning 2/22/22, going through 12/31/22.
Yeah, I presented that other one for the schools district. And this is, folks should just understand that, you know, we would prefer to not have a pandemic, but there are some improvements that we are now able to make because we have experienced a pandemic. And to have air filtering in our schools just for all the regular illnesses, we hope that this is super helpful.
Yep, that's why we jumped on this when they expanded the things that we could do within it. This was first for dealing with COVID in the cases, but they expanded and let us do some environmental stuff. So
great.
We jumped on this. So the next one, 21, is with Legacy Prep Academy for the same thing in the amount of $6,298.25 beginning 2/22/22 going through 12/31/22. Then the next one is with Syracuse Arts Academy in the amount of $213,332.80 beginning 2/22/22 going through 12/31/22. The next one is an amendment to our VRAP program, our Vehicle Repair and Replacement Assistance Program. This is our money that we got out of the Volkswagen settlement that allows some different things. And so this is, I believe it's not new money. This is not a change in the money. It's just a change in the scope, allowing us to broaden who can participate, qualify into this. And that begins 2/1/22 and running through 8/1/2024. The next is an agreement with Davis County Hispanic Prevention Coalition. This is some funding that we got out of the e-cigarette tax directly to us. This is a contract to them in the amount of $38,250 beginning 2/22/22, running through 7/15/22. The next one is the same. It's with the violence and, wait, no, it's not the same. This is an amendment of our Violence and Injury Prevention Program contract with the Utah Department of Health for the amount of $42,865.51.
That's nice that some of these are helping with some of our diverse populations, huh? Hispanic community.
Yep. 26, this is our HIV prevention contract in the amount of $7,050 beginning 1/1/2022, running through 12/31/22. And the next one is the TB contract with the Utah Department of Health in the amount of $2,576 beginning 1/1/22, running through 12/31/2022. And the third one there is our STD contract with the State Department of Health in the amount of $44,497 beginning 1/1/2022, running through 12/31/2022. The next 29 is an agreement with the Utah Diaper Bank with our WIC program to assist in providing diapers free of charge to families in crisis to meet their needs for diapers through our WIC program, and that begin 1/1/2022. And the last two, number 30, is a purchase order with Utah State University funds that we receive through disability due to COVID, et cetera, in the amount of $5,000 beginning 1/25/2022 to 4/1/2022. And the last one is some pass-through money contract with the Department of Human Services, Division of Aging Services, just increasing all our Alzheimer's disease and related dementias program in the amount of $10,000, receivable in the amount of $10,000 beginning 2/22/22.
Yes.
6/30/2022. I believe that's it.
I believe you're right. Yep.
Let's see. Wait, no, it's not it. Keep going. You've got three more.
I do?
Yep. Yes.
Where?
No.
Human resources.
That's human resources.
Oh, my staple is never.
I'll make a motion that we approve items 20 through 34 presented to us by Brian Hatch, the Director of Health.
No, items through 31.
Yeah, it is a little confusing.
Excuse me on that. Okay, so 31.
Yep, 31.
Very good. Don't worry, you go from different pages.
I said that up front. It would have been much easier just to do what I said.
Good job, Brian. I second the motion.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to human resources. Deputy Director John Robinson.
Good morning, Commission. Start off with the revised and updated version of the Davis County Policies and Procedures number 260, performance evaluations. No substantive changes, just a little bit of rewriting for clarity, and we updated it a little bit so it's in line with our UNIS evaluation program. You can do this one. All right, that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Commission, thank you. Two items I'll cover. Item 33 is an agreement with Sun Life Assurance Company to pay employer federal insurance contributions, FICA match, and engage in W-2 tax preparation or tax reporting service for eligible employees who receive long-term disability under our benefits provider. Sun Life provides that, actually long-term and short-term disability. Both of those boxes are marked on that agreement and allows them to pay the employer portion of FICA taxes for an employee who's approved to receive long-term or short-term disability payments. That's what that one's about. Item number 34 is much more exciting than item 33. would like to request approval to the Davis County Career Service Council, the CSC, of Mikhail Birch, who is here with us today. Mikhail currently works as the director of HR with Salt Lake City School District. And prior to that, worked with Salt Lake Community College and held several positions there. Those positions include director of risk management, ADA coordinator, policy administrator, and EEO civil rights investigator. All of these things are highly relevant to the types of hearings that could come before our Career Service Council. Issues of employee relations, suspensions, demotions, terminations, but also things like findings on EEO investigations, whether that be discrimination or harassment, or things like failure to accommodate. All of these things are things that Mikhail has dealt with in her career as an administrator, and so is perfectly suited to do this role. I'll let Mikhail talk about her education background, if that's okay. Mikhail, we'll have her just say a few words and take any questions, but wholeheartedly recommend approval of Mikhail Birch to the Davis County Career Service Council. Mikhail, say a few words to the commission.
And I'm just thinking that when we have board appointments with organizations and we don't know the folks, and I love the way you've come in and that you are having her have some time. I think we need to do this with all board appointments, honestly.
Thank you. You wanted me to talk about my educational background. I am two semesters away from finishing my coursework on a doctorate in community college leadership, and I'll be getting my dissertation writing this summer. I hold two master's degrees, one in human resources management and one in human resources development. I also have a bachelor's in business management and a paralegal degree. So
you've done a few schoolings.
Okay. I'm a lifelong learner. I love learning and being a student, so I've kind of done that along with my career.
And that's definitely lots to contribute to Davis County. I'm an HR undergrad, so I do love HR. It's super important.
I'd just like to say I'm super excited that you're here, but I hope that we don't see you too often, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes complete sense.
Yes, but it does.
I'm excited to be here and serve the county as well, and I'm happy to serve in other capacities also.
Good.
Thank you. I'll make a motion that we approve items 32 through 34 as presented to us by our Human Resources Deputy Director John Robinson and also Director Chris Paul.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, moving on to Library, Deputy Director Ellen Peterson.
And by the way, I have no intention of anything beyond one master's degree. It made me appreciate PhD work. Oh, my goodness. Hard to even comprehend the PhD accomplishment.
This is number 35. It is a renewal agreement with Data Axle for reference solution license. This is a database we use white pages information for U.S. and Canadian businesses and people, as well as doing job searching. And this is an agreement that will be through, it started January 15th, 2022, and will a three-year agreement will end January 14th, 2025, and it's for $3,309.
Very good. I move approval of this licensed data schedule.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Thank you, Alan.
All right, Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Susan Poulton.
Overdo it with the amount of $5, but that's a minimum amount of $5 in donation with product, and that's on February 27th. That would be roughly one cup of coffee, so they're going to donate a minimum. And the 37 and 38 are both training reimbursement agreements. The first one is with Nathan Warren Johnson for special functions and basic correction. It's payable in amount of $13,876. That begins on the date of graduation from Corrections Academy, ending 2 years from that date. The second one is Michael Jonathan Woods for Corrections Academy. That one is payable in the amount of $5,513.60. Again, begins the date of graduation from Corrections Academy and ends 2 years from that date. Item number 39 is a service provider agreement with Prism Systems Corporation. This is for the jail touchscreen maintenance agreement, and that's a payable in the amount of $38,400, begins February 22nd of 2022 through December 31st of 22. Item number 40 is an MOU with the Department of Agriculture, USDA Forest Service. This is for law enforcement in the Forest Service areas of Davis County. And this begins the date of the last signature and ends March 1st of 2024. Number 41 is an MOU with Hiller Force Base 75th Security Forces. And this is for assistance with police issues on the perimeter of the base in Davis County areas.
And so perimeter, not on the base at all.
Not on the base. There is an MOU for assistance they may need on the base, but it's mostly for the perimeter areas of the base. And again, this is begins the date of the last party signing. and continues for 3 years from that date. Item number 42 and 43 are both for the Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring Program, SCRAM. We don't have the names of the participants in there for protection reasons. They're participating in a program, a treatment program. And this is a receivable that varies based on the amount of tests and monitoring fees. And the same with number 43. Items number...
So is this so folks don't have to be in the jail as long as they... And is some sort of a monitor, huh?
Or, so it's similar...
Or just the program monitors?
Well, they're monitored through the program. I think there is
equipment.
Monitor that they wear, and it keeps them on... It's similar to our... I've lost the word. What's the word that...
Ankle monitor? Yeah,
this is for alcohol issues and it's treatment for them so they can continue to be out of jail while they're going through these treatment programs. So it's great. It's really,
it
really
is great. Yeah,
thing
that's
for
nice.
Them.
I didn't know that sort of thing existed for alcohol
it's
treatment.
It's new, yeah. Mm. And then number 44 and 45 are both contracts for hair cutting and beard trimming services in the jail. The first one is with Claudia Baldwin. That's a payable in the amount of $10 per haircut and $4 per beard trim, beginning February 22nd of 22 through February 22nd of 2027. The second one is with Rhonda McCullough. Same thing, payable $10 per haircut, $4 per beard, February 22nd of 22 through February 22nd of 2027. And then the last one is the approval of the contract with First Two Inc. This is for sub-agency license for searches and training support and agency layers for investigation purposes. This is a payable in the amount of $3,600 beginning January 1st of 22 through December 31st of 2022.
And my only last question is, do inmates get to choose then when they have their haircuts and their, that's what
yes,
I was thinking.
Yes, because they're paying for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So there's not a requirement, but they can grow it or trim, get it trimmed and pay a little bit. Okay, thank you. I move approval of items 36 through 46 as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Bonded consent items.
I'll make a motion that we approve the commission meeting minutes for January 18th, 22 and January 25th. 22, along with the special commission meeting minutes on January 20th, 22, the work session meetings on the 18th of January, at 8:30, the 1 o'clock work meeting on the 18th, the January 20th at 2 o'clock meeting, the January 25th of 22, and February 1st of 22 work meeting minutes.
Terrific. Minutes, people, including we reading them, have been busy, right? That's a lot. Thank you so much. I second the motion.
All right, I have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll make a motion that we recess out of our regular commission meeting and go into our Board of Equalization meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Curtis.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today under auditor adjustments, under corrections, you have two corrections granting residential exemption for the year 2021. You have 13 veteran exemption tax abatements for the year 2021. You have one exempt entity purchase of a property from 2017. Under assessor adjustments, you have two escapements for homes that were missed on the 2019, 2020, and 2021 property taxes, and that is your property tax register for today, February 22nd, 2022.
I'd make a motion that we approve the property tax register as presented to us.
Second.
Motion a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I move that we reconvene commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Opportunity for comments. Commissioner comments. We'll start with Curtis.
No comment. Thank you.
Neil? All right. Commissioner Stevenson?
No comments.
Commissioner Kamala.
Oh, my goodness. we had the National Association of Counties Conference, and There are over 3,000 counties throughout the United States, or similar sort of jurisdictions, and most all are part of the National Association. The reason that's a very important affiliation is because there's a lot of law that exists at the federal level that impacts local governments, and we need to have a voice. And we need to also learn best practices from other counties around the nation who are similar to us. I serve on a national transportation subcommittee, which is fascinating. And I will say that a lot of this conference has to do with both understanding the rules surrounding the relief funds that have come from the federal government due to the pandemic, and using those appropriately for the, honestly, decades to come. So according to the rules and wise use of those funds, that there were certainly a lot of the presentations this year, and you know, it's a few days, had to do with that topic. But there also are other very important topics regarding policy that counties are weighing in on at the federal level. So that is the reason that we attend. That is the reason that our county is a member of the National Association, and they do very good work. It's pretty impressive work at the National Association of Counties, in my opinion. So it was good to be there. We kind of work hard while we're there, and we try to still take our laptops and keep up with the county email at the same time. But it's a remarkable, very busy place. And the only funny thing I'll say about that is that I have decided that in Washington, D.C., you know, remember, I'm on this subcommittee for transportation, that people like to communicate with their horns. So there's full-on conversations that go on with horns. And I know that because I walk the streets when the meetings are over to try to work out my legs. And there's just horn conversations wherever you go.
Are they honking at you?
I hope not. I don't think so. They're honking at each other. And the other thing that's super cool about walking around the streets there is, of course, the history and the architecture, but dogs everywhere, because people don't necessarily have yards, right? But they have dogs. And so on the sidewalks, it's just filled with dogs and their owners, and they're all different and super cool. And I love to see all the different dogs and have conversations with the owners. So there you go.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Kamala. I also serve on the national board for NACO for Representative Utah, and then also several little subcommittees. A lot of issues coming out from the Biden administration. A lot of the counties are concerned about, you know, they were very gracious about the ARPA monies, but as we all know, the inflation came after that. And, you know, we gave pay raises, but they didn't do anything because inflation sure has superseded that. Also, you know, our big conversation that we had was the WOTUS, which is Waters of America Act, which is going to cross all waters. It's always a big concern for pretty much everybody. A lot of even our plant here, our cement factories and plants are a little concerned because they have to make sure all water that's lands on their facility, they have to control and watch over. So they got to retrofit a lot of their plants. But a lot of the farmers are very concerned because any little pond, seasonal creek, now has federal overreach and oversight. And so there's a lot of concern in that areas. But other than that, it's always good to get together with all other county commissioners and the relationships we have with other county commissioners and the struggles that we have and the things that we work on, they have questions about. One of ours is our diversion center. Well, I get a lot of questions, even though I'm not a part of that, but we get a lot of questions about how is that diversion center working? Is it, you know, because we're not taking them to our jail. We're giving them mental health and substance abuse, being able to work with them. And so we have been kind of the leader in the nation of what we're doing with that. Also, with the way that we were able to work with our ARPA fund monies to get the backlog, you know, of hiring attorneys and all that. A lot of counties were very thankful for us and taking that lead and getting that done. And there was a panel discussion, which I was involved in, which we, you know, talked about that and using our ARPA monies and funds and having Curtis, you know, led the charge on that one to go to our national director and saying, hey, can we get some of those languages in there so we can pay for the backlog of attorneys that we need? And so you may think that we might not have a difference, but we do have a difference with our county and our national voice by just being a little county here that has some concerns of taking it to the national level and getting the change implemented. So with that, this meeting is adjourned.